but that this being failed to absentize, experiencing personality seizure by the universal absolute. I think this story is highly symbolic. You know, we are now translating common stock into Bantu. It is possible that the ascending series of the master architects attained the limit of absonity in the 28,011th architect, and that the 28,012th attempt encountered the mathematical presence of the absolute. In other words, at the 28,012th eventuation level, the quality of absonity equivalated to the level of the universal and attained the value of the absolute. He woke up on the third floor. You don't let him up there. In other words, at the 28,011th level, you're tight against the ceiling of the second floor. Here's what this means to me, that when these architects have expressed all that God planned in them, you have completed the transcendental level of growth. Anything beyond that is post-absonite, super-transcendental. Happens when the master universe is completed.
That is,
I say, first of all, this is a triumph of the first experiential trinity. They've been slugging it out on all post-supreme levels. The paradise trinity could have done the whole job in the beginning, couldn't they? But if they had done this, they would have produced an existential master universe. What we will wind up with is an experiential master universe. There'd be no room for us in an existential master universe. Neither would Havona natives ever have had a chance to grow in a post-Havona sense. And you'll recall, in each Finality company, there is one Havona native. They're out there adventuring too. And they've got their own Finality Corps as well. The Paradise Trinity didn't do the job. They withdrew to permit the fullest possible function of a collaborating experiential Trinity. This is the time of glory for the Supreme Creators, for the architects of the Master Universe, and for the Supreme Being. These are the several members of the first experiential Trinity. Second, the completed Master Universe will witness the tertiary completion of the Supreme Being. We're told that the Supreme Being has not only a spirit function in Havona and a power sovereignty function in the grand universe, but a tertiary mind function in the master universe. And whatever this unknown tertiary function is, it'll be completed then. It is the completion of this tertiary function of the Supreme that produces in him the capacity to function in a co-absolute way in the second experiential Trinity. For he is a member not only of the first, but also of the second experiential Trinity. And third, we have now got to the seventh level of total deity function on page 2 of the Aranjuba.
Oh, that
event witnesses the emergence of God the Ultimate. God the Ultimate is functioning, but he doesn't emerge until the Master Universe is complete. So, let's just compare for size. It takes the tennis ball to produce the Supreme Being. It takes the moon to produce the Ultimate. Albeit the Supreme Being is continuing some form of mind growth in the process. This is how much greater the absentite is than the finite. 2 inches versus 3,200 miles. Just the size is staggering, isn't it? 99.99% of the Urantia book is the story of the tennis ball. There's very little in this book outside of the tennis ball. There's enough so that we can speculate. Comparatively speaking, the Supreme Being emerges rather quickly, in a matter of a few minutes on the eternity scale. Comparatively speaking, the seven super universes are achieving perfection in the twinkling of an eternal eye, when their period of growth is compared to the probable length of time involved in the growth of the entire Master Universe. The Master Universe is going to take a long time, even by Havona standards.
There will be time.
Number four, there could evolve a new relationship on the deity level of ultimacy. We are now exploring the significance of this seventh item. And how in the devil could we appreciate this paragraph without going through all of this reasoning? This is implied in this paragraph. I can visualize a three-way interaction taking place now. First of all, the Paradise Trinity is functioning on the ultimate level. It's spoken of as the Trinity of Ultimacy. When they speak of the Paradise Trinity functioning on the finite level, they speak of it as the Trinity of Supremacy. So we have a continuing function of the Paradise Trinity functioning as an ultimate. Secondly, we have the new appearing function of the second experiential Trinity. No, pardon me. We still have the function of the old first experiential Trinity, the Trinity Ultimate. And now we have God the Ultimate. This is an interaction of three deity realities filling the seventh level of total deity function. Five, I would suggest that the completion of the Master Universe might well witness the completion of the Spirit Supreme relationship, which started in the first outer space level and has progressed through all four. And let's read this full quote now. That which began as Father-Son has become Son-Spirit and will become Spirit Supreme, even Supreme Ultimate, an ultimate absolute. Some new relationships are suggested here, aren't they? This is a progression in divinity cooperation. all of which is a reflection of what the Universal Father and the Eternal Son did in the beginning of beginnings. They cooperated, they united, they started things off. Number six, the completed Master Universe will witness the formation, the full functioning, pardon me, the full beginnings of the second experiential Trinity. This is the Trinity of the Supreme, of the Ultimate, and of the unrevealed consummator of universe destiny. And you can't get the full appearance of this Trinity until you get the Ultimate. And you don't get the Ultimate until you complete the growth of the Master Universe. You want to think about that one for a minute?
Pretty hard.
Can we launch into our final discussion? I wish you'd jump down to the last paragraph on page 2. The absolute level is beginningless, endless, timeless, and spaceless. This level is Trinity attained existentially by the Paradise deities, Father, Son, and Spirit. But this third level of unifying deity expression is not fully unified experientially. We've developed God the Supreme. We've developed God the Ultimate. We've derived two experiential trinities. And let's take another look at the Master Universe. All the way through our discussions, these 3 days, time and time again, we've encountered this principle. An end is seldom an end. If you look closer, it may be a new beginning. And so, section 11 in my Master Universe hypothesis is captioned, the Master Universe as the final nucleus. Let's go back to nucleus and cytoplasm again. This hypothesis presents the concept of the Master Universe as the third and final nuclear universe. We considered Avona as the first nucleus and the Grand Universe as the second nucleus. Now, is the Master Universe an end in and of itself, or is it a nucleus for a further cytoplasmic development in the space regions beyond the perimeter, the edge of the fourth outer space level? All right, now let's apply some tests. The following evidence in support of the theory that the Master Universe is not an end, that it is the third nucleus. Consider the following. First of all, the primary nucleus is Havona. We observe that its appearance is associated with the appearance of the Paradise Trinity. Before Havona, there could be no Trinity, because before Havona, there is no infinite spirit. And if there's no infinite spirit, there is no Trinity. The second nucleus, the completion of the Grand Universe, is also associated with the formation of another Trinity, the first experiential Trinity. We apparently now have established a principle. Whenever a Trinity forms, a nucleus has formed. The first experiential trinity comes into being at the close of the grand universe age because the supreme being comes into being at the close of the grand universe age. And now, the third and final nucleus. You don't form another trinity at the close of the outer universe ages of the first space level, the second space level, or the third space level. But you do form the third and last trinity at the close of the universe age of the fourth and outermost space level. It's at that time that God the Ultimate emerges. And when he appears, then we can form the second experiential trinity. This suggests to me that the master universe is a nucleus. It fits the pattern that we've observed in the formation of the original nucleus, and the pattern which we deduce is now in process in the formation of the second nucleus. This hypothesis offers the theory that the